It was lovely as always.
We will see you next week. And I am Derek Gary on the Tell Mikey D is coming up next. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Welcome to another Wednesday night. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. I'm Joellen, and what we do every Wednesday is bring you as much local rock as we can cram into our very small three-hour window, including a live band and random interviews, because sometimes people just show up. Sometimes we plan it, of course, but sometimes people just show up, and that's kind of the best. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We will have Gigantic Ant playing for us live in Studio D a little bit later on. So we'll start off the show with some Parlor Bells. This is basically summing up how I've been feeling all day. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah. and believers. American Jesus is a loser. It's nobody's fault but the president. Sleep when I'm dead, maybe not even then. Remember me when you're alone, I'll be there. Sleep when I'm dead, maybe not even then. Remember me when you're alone, yeah.
Okay, so we're already not off to a good start. First CD in the slot, and it's not wanting to play. So that's okay. We've got backups. We've got backups, and we can make a new plan. And if this one doesn't work, then we know it's the CD's problem. Poor CD player couldn't tell what was going on. And yeah, we're going to go with that then.
Shut. He knew he wouldn't see his brother anymore. His mother had refused to come. Last time he'd seen her, she'd been sitting at the kitchen table. She pulled at the corner of her house dress and stirred her coffee in a cracked porcelain cup. Said to go on without her. She said she'd had some thinking to do. He went off to meet his brother alone. It was only a few bruises. They would have gone away. Now everything's been broken. Ground where his father'd been laid. Got back into his duster, stared at the gray stone walls behind the wrought iron gates. There was nothing but blue shirts and coal. He remembered his brother had said, no regrets. No regrets. Before they took him away, he'd look back over his shoulder. He'd almost seem to smile as he said, make sure mom is okay. Was only a few bruises. They would have gone away. Now everything's been broken. The ground where his father had been laid. long last look before he drove off. Went back to his mother's house. I found the door unlocked. Deed lay on the table, left in his name. Went back to the kitchen, sat down, let the silence out. Let the silence out. Let the silence out.
And we just heard Nick Zeno with Bruises coming off of Blue Skies and Broken Arrows. Before that, the Spearmint Sea with That Is To Say. That is their latest single. They are actually playing this weekend. If you would like to check them out, Friday night at Sally O'Brien's with The Very and Doug Lindsay. I'm taking a guess. Sorry. And before that, we heard the Snow Leopards with Hypnotize Me. We started the whole set off with Parlor Bells and I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's what you're listening to.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, we're going to continue with the music now. Next up is Happy Little Clouds. Their latest CD is called Shift. And we're going to hear the title track called Beneath.
Thank you.
Is the latest release from the brand new band The Very, and believe it or not, they've actually stopped by to say hi, which I'm very excited about because we like to have friends come by. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
And I didn't realize that you were on the same bill as Experiment C when I played them and announced the show, but you're playing with them this Friday.
Yes, Sally O'Brien's.
That's right. Leslie was like, I think they just said Sally O'Brien. Yes, same bill.
And that is true. And so, you're The Very.
We are.
And how new is this band?
It's new and old.
Yeah.
Well, so we used to play together years and years and years ago as Fertile Virgin, and then had a little bit of a hiatus.
A bit. 20-some odd years.
Yeah. Who's counting?
Who's counting, yes. And then
we got back together to do a Fertile Virgin reunion for the Pipeline 25th anniversary series about 2 years ago. And then we decided this was fun. Except we didn't want to play those old songs anymore.
Yeah.
So we started writing new songs, and we became The Very.
That's
actually
awesome.
It took a long time to figure what we should call the band.
It was a big production, lots of choices.
And what did we come up with? The Very.
Well, it's unique.
Well, not really.
No?
I found out after we called ourselves The Very that there is one from San Diego, although it was like 5 years ago, but, you know, they're there.
They're there, but they're way over there.
Yes, we're the East Coast Very. I think in this stage, you just have to learn to share names because it's just...
There's just too many.
It's
like, yeah,
it's too hard.
Live and let live sort of philosophy.
That's nice. And have you guys been playing out at all, or is this a... Or is it that new?
No.
This is our third show on Friday? Or fourth?
Third. No, maybe fourth.
I think
it's our fourth show. We played twice at once.
We played twice at once.
And once at Sally O's.
Yeah. Okay, so this is four.
This is four.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there you go.
Eventually we'll branch out of Somerville.
don't rush it. It's okay. And you have this awesome little EP that's going along with you.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're so excited. That's brand new.
Yes.
So
super new.
Super new. Super new. And we did it over at Woolly and with the wonderful David Westner.
Yeah.
And it was such a blast to do.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Had a good time.
And the title track is Perfumed Apocalypse, which at the time you were writing it, was it any kind of, were you like prognosticating the fate of our country? Or
It seems very suitable right now, but actually it originally was an alternate band name that was suggested by Bob Colby.
Okay.
Said, why don't you call yourselves the Perfumed Apocalypse? And we thought, that's pretty good, but it's hard to spell.
So, you gotta think about things like that.
Yes.
So that's why, well, the very is easy to spell.
Yeah. It is.
It's very easy. So it came from that, but I liked it, so it became a song title.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And as an EP title.
There you mm-hmm. go.
Which yeah. is great.
Yes, because yes, it is sort of an ominous time which we are living in, I guess.
Yeah.
So if the apocalypse comes, may it be scented nicely. Yeah.
When the Fertile Virgin was around, that was during the Reagan years.
Right.
Oh. It's happening again.
So you're dating us, Donna. Stop.
Oh, sorry. Am I not supposed to do that?
Well, yes, we did have the Fertile Virgin. We did have some political songs. We had one about George Bush called "Pig in a Blanket," I believe.
And
we had
Oliver North.
We had a song about.
Are we supposed to be able to talk about stuff like this?
We're not.
Yeah. Ollie North. We had a lucky day. Anyway, yeah, that was a long time ago. That's how old we are.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Music knows no age.
But we don't anyway.
Exactly.
We don't act our age.
We don't act our age anyway.
Yeah.
What other song can we play off of this EP that you'd like to...
Well, how about...
All of them, but okay. Sneak Attack. That is a special song. You will have to... You yeah. have to search out
on
Bandcamp, like Where's Waldo, you'll get a special treat.
I think we should go for Satellite. What do you girls think?
Sounds good.
I think that sounds good. All right. Okay. So this is The Very. You can see them Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville. And so go see them.
Great. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Send your triple call for a set.
Little bit of weirdness is some pretty excellent weirdness. Club Delph with their song What Would Cthulhu Do. It's coming off of Now I Understand, which was released quite a while ago. But last week they were celebrating the release of a brand new CD of theirs, live from Club Helsinki. You can get anything basically that they have released on their own website, which is club-delf.com, I think. Pretty sure. Anyway, their stuff is totally insane. And they play really regularly, like at the Lizard Lounge. So no excuse. Go and see them, because that's what you should do. Live music is awesome. Yeah. Alrighty. Let's see. What else do we play? Before that, we had the legendary Rich Gilbert with Invitation to Die. That is coming off of Son of Sam that was released last year. And before that, we had a quick drop-in by the band The Very. We played two songs off of their new EP. It's called, we played I'm Not Your Satellite and Perfumed Apocalypse. See them Friday night at Sally O'Brien's. I just shoved a CD in. Oh, I was going to play a song off of the band that played here last week called Lily Black. Why not? So we're going to do that right now. right now. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Lately I've been feeling like a rag doll. Lately I've been feeling like you're sticking needles through my skin. Do you think the outcome was worth it? Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling. Tell me, darling. 'Cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you. My heart feels like it's falling apart, and you're pulling the thread.
Hey, this is Chris Trapper, and you're on the town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Nashville to Asheville in North Carolina, I searched far and wide to see if I could find a woman I could call my own, so I could buy her a ring and I could build her a home. But I always ended up by myself, with the blues in my heart and my love on a shelf. So went from Chicago to Detroit, Michigan, but I left the singles bar thinking I'd never have a wish again. Then off to Minneapolis and maybe St. Paul, the girls that have an accent I don't understand at all. Tell you boys I've been across the world, if you wanna fall in love go find a Boston girl. When I got to LA, things couldn't have been worse. I was kissing with the girl and her implant burst. I didn't want a porn star or an actress wannabe, so moved to San Francisco, but my she was a he. And oh, woe is me, off to Salt Lake City, Utah, where if you look at a girl, you're breaking the law. I even had a date with the psycho in Seattle. We're picking the restaurant and the movie was a battle. And in Phoenix, Arizona, had a candlelight dinner. She ate with her hands and wiped her face with her fingers. Tell you boys, I've been across the world. I want an elegant, intelligent Boston girl. Boston girl, Boston girl, Boston girl, Boston girl. Albany's the fun, I spent a month there one day. But Somerville is cool, so I can't stay away. In Philly and Washington and Atlantic City, I was searching and sulk until it finally hit me that maybe I should end my year-long trip and forget about the dream of a relationship. Connect to the Mass Pike of I-95, singing George Jones the whole way that I drive. Couldn't tell if I was glad or not to be back home. Three new gray hairs and two old tires blown. So exhausted from a trip around the world, the last thing on my mind was a Boston girl. But you see, Boston girls know how to deal with the traffic. Boston girls don't have attitude, cause they have it. They can be dressed up, or they can be dressed down. They know just what to do when the man's in town. So I was picking the weeds in my lonely backyard, but suddenly turned around to hear a lawnmower start. It was the beautiful brunette, said, "Get out of my way." I said, "Whose lawn is this anyway? It can be yours and mine if we work real hard, cause the best kind of love is in your own backyard." I say the best kind of love is in your own backyard. Done light, take a trip around the world for a job done right. Go find a Boston girl. Boston girl. Boston girl. Boston girl. Boston girl. Boston girl.
You know, I've been trying to pick up the pace for like a while now, and I just can't seem to pull it off. But it was gorgeous. We just heard The Grand Undoing with The Winter. Although after today's weather, it's a little doubtful whether we have winter or not, but it's technically not over yet. Before that, we had Chris Trapper with his song Boston Girl, coming off of the best of On the Town with Mikey D, December, 2015, Volume 2. I can't read. Before that, we heard from Slide with Pray for Rain. It's coming off of Forgiving Buckner, which is another Boston local bit of trivia. Before that, we heard Lily Black with Ragdoll, coming off of their CD, My Own Hero. And I think that's where we started the set. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. So now I'm going to like just force it. We're going to now rock for a while. You're just going to have to deal with that. I know. You've been waiting a while. It's time. The Dents are playing this weekend, Saturday night, at O'Brien's in Allston. It'll be exciting. The whole show is going to be fantastic. So we're going to kick it off with some Dents.